Hi everyone, this is Terry Nazon, world famous astrologer, and of course, I'm redoing my podcast because why not? It's going to be the new moon tonight, the new moon in Pisces, a very unique new moon, I must say, because it occurs at 28 degrees Pisces, and this was exactly where Saturn was, three times 28 degrees Pisces, before entering the sign of Aries, where he's joined the planet Neptune. And of course, this is going to bring up something that you dreamt about. Neptune rules dreams and hopes and what you would like. And of course, Saturn rules delays, denies, and blockages. So now that something has been opened up and you've got a lot more confidence in moxie, what will you restart from the past that you now have to finish? And for some, it might not be a great thing. It might be a conflict or something that you have to handle. But for others, it could be unfinished business. It could be something that you were dreaming about, or it could be just a fear that you overcome. So there's lots of events from September 2025 right through January 2026 that come up again. Many of the same things are in the news today. And personally, you may be open or receptive to psychic and intuitive emanations and dreams. You might have strange experiences. You might be too suspicious. All of these things feel very real right now. You might resume your spiritual practices or take a more moderate approach to spirituality. You may learn something esoteric, let's say, and you might be very well aware of all the strange energy circling around you. If you withdrew yourself from getting involved, from September 2025 to January 2026. Are you ready to get back into action? The sign of Pisces frequently withdraws from the real world, which is sometimes viewed as too competitive, too harsh, and too mean. And maybe you are reminded of a time in the past when you became reclusive, slept too much, drank a little, had a few too many margaritas, withdrew, stayed in the background, gave up, or we're easily worn out and exhausted by everything happening around you. So this new moon in Pisces has you ready to finish projects that seemed overwhelming or that you didn't have time to tackle from September through January 2026. Or it brings something back into your life, an issue, good, bad, lucky, or indifferent. And what's wonderful about this new moon in Pisces is that it immediately enters Aries, as the sun will do on Friday, and connects to that world axis degree, 0 degrees Aries, as both Saturn and Neptune did in the recent past, in January, February, March. So the next few days are quite significant. Maybe it's going to be Cuba that's in the news. A wonderful water square happens between Venus and Jupiter. Jupiter being in the water sign, Venus being in a fire sign. And this makes even your mistakes work out for the best. And it forces you to make a decision. Venus forces you to jump into action about love or money, as it occurs at another very important astrological degree, 15 degrees. Maybe it pays to complain. I think Jupiter in Cancer likes to complain a little. And there are definitely endings on the horizon as your lunar nodes light tighten up their grip. It's like a vice grip. You got to do something. The planet Uranus in Taurus is beginning to relent as the pressure builds up, since Uranus will soon have to leave the sign of Taurus. And during its time in this sign, Uranus has caused financial hardships for some, exhibited extreme greed, and pressured others to conform to its opinions and selfish pursuits. Remembering that only planets outside the lunar nodes are active or can do anything. That's Pluto and Aquarius, which frees oppressed people, which we're seeing in the world. Saturn, Neptune, and Venus also bring independence. And some astrologers can refer to these aspects, but they're so complex and they often struggle to explain or interpret them, making it difficult for you to understand or difficult for some to convey how they really affect you or influence you, but not me. As above, so below. Read your daily horoscopes and your weekly horoscopes and your monthly horoscopes on my website, www.terrynazon.com.